This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi. We are in Kalim. We are in Yud Beis Zayin. Table Yud Beis Zayin and Yud Beis Ches. We might do Yud Gimel Aleph as well. So we'll be doing Yaveis through Yavach. Maybe Yogah also. Let's begin with our Chazara on Yud Beis Hey. The nail that they were misakin, that they were going to use it not as a nail. A nail by itself should not be mekabel. It doesn't have a shame b'fnei atzmai. It doesn't have a tashim b'fnei atzmai. But you could use it to open and close your doors. That gives it a shame kli. It's mekabel tumah. There's a whole discussion whether some. Okay, there's a rule we need to know. Kol akelim yordan day tumas machshava. Kli could be mekabel tumah just with the thought that you're going to use it. However, but when you need a ma'isa, where it's not fit for that new use without some sort of adjustment, needs some improvement, then the machshava will not be sufficient until you actually do the act. So here, it sounds like you'd actually have to do something to the nail to make it roy for opening and closing doors. What would you do? Bent its head. If you take a nail and it's made for shmira, you put it by the doorstep to see if somebody walked in, if it moved, tahar, that's not considered a use. If you have a nail that you fixed it in a way that it could now open up your jug, that's Thomas is Rabbi Kiva, Chum say no, it's not fit for that. It needs a maisa. Well, maisa, you'd have to harden it to be able to open up a jug. Apparently that's what's necessary. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, a nail of the shulchani, of the banker.
The bar. They use the word bar.
Okay, the bar of the banker. It's tar because it's attached to the ground. Tzadik metamei because they used to take it out sometimes and use it with other things. The guy didn't pay up his loans. He would take him and beat him over the head with it. Shalish devari Rebbe Tzadik metamei. Three things Rebbe Tzadik was machmir. Number one, the shulchani's bar. Number two, the chest made for graces, which is not meant to be moved, but they do move it once in a while to fix it, is machmer. And the needle of the hour, the sundial. All these things are betzadik is mitame, and the chum are mitaher. Again, vayter, Mishnah Vav. Four things, Rabbi Gamliel was machmer, the chum were mekel. Number one, the metal cover of the basket of the bali batim. Why? Because Rabbi Gamliel holds they used to use it for some things. What they used to use it for? Oh, we spoke about this already, right? They used to use it. The tzlui hamagredois, the hook, not the hook, the loop on your bath, comb, shaving, scrubbing device. It has a shemesh, helps you do a better job with it. It's also an idios, actually. No, not an idios. Sorry, let me take that back. Okay, the tzlui hamagredois. And gol mekli matches. Oh, great. This gol mekli matches are unfinished metal kalim that you could use them, but they still need to be fixed up and beautified, etc. Gamil says, machmer, they're usable. Yeah. Chum say it's not usable. Chum say no. Metal kalim you wouldn't use until they're nice, beautiful, they're not usable. But it would be wood. Could be everyone agree they are metame. We'll learn more about that maybe today. And the last case was the tabla, the tray that you split into two, and exactly 50-50, there's no right. Vigmil says each one's tummy, so this is another hard machlag to understand. If at 51%, I would use it. If it's 50%, I throw it out. It's like, why? And what, shouldn't it depend on the size of the tray? Like a big tray, you know, a small tray, maybe you need right, but maybe it's a very big tray, even on me, it should be enough. Again, hard to understand. And the whole thing that if it split into two, you don't have room on four sides, also hard to understand. You need a gemara for these things to really work out. Okay. Chum agreed on Gamliel. If one's large and one's small, the two parts of the tray, then the gadol is tameh and the katan is tahar. Mishnah Zayin. A dinner. So a coin, generally speaking, would not be mekabel tumah. That's not considered a use. You don't do anything with it. But shenifsal, if it became obsolete or something happened to it, whatever it was, got rubbed out, they said, you know what? I'm going to use it to hang it on the neck of my daughter. So it's a whole shot. Now if it's a muksa, it shouldn't be muksa. You made the jewelry. Fine. Tame. So now it's tame because you did something with it. You did a maisa. They say it could be a good coin too, just that wouldn't be common. Why would a person take a good coin and turn it into a jewelry?
They do it now.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, like a cheap money, but nothing valuable.
Well, a dollar.
Okay, a dollar. What's a dollar nowadays?
Today, a dollar is a brute.
A dollar ain't much. No one's going to take something worth $100.
Except the money collectors, they take a dollar. They love it. They get so many dollars that adds up.
Yeah. Not what he used to do, though. Put it that way. Chin sala. She nifsala. A coin. Okay, a sella coin. Now, a sella coin, Rabbi Yisai, you have to remember something. A sella can be divided into four dinars, or it can be split into two shekel. So basically, a half a sella, and it's measured by weight. I think so. Oh, I'm right. In other words, automatically, if it weighs 25% of its original weight, now it's worth is what we call a dinner. It's 50% of its original weight. It's shekel, I think. Shenifsel of iskin liya shekel ba. It got puzzle, and you said, I'm going to use it for a weight. Weight would be mekabel tuma. Okay. Tmeya. It's tame. What did you do to it? There's something to it, I don't know. Oh yeah, they talk about it, yeah. Maybe just yichud alone would be enough. Uh-huh. Yeah. Fine. Ad kama ti posel v'yei rashay lekaimom. How posel does it have to be? And you could keep it. Let's see what that means exactly. Ad shnei dinarin, which is half of its original weight. Pachas mikan less than that, yakoits cut into two. What they say is as follows. If it reduced to more than 50%, it went down to 45%, you cannot keep it. You need to cut it, because people might think it's a shekel. They might think it's a 50% weight. But it's only 45%. So what do? Yokoit's cut into two. And then what's that going to do? Then people are going to think each one's a din or no? They say, if who a din, if it went down from 100% to 90%. And now you have to cut it down because people might think it's a sella. Huh? People might think it's this. Right. The sell is the original coin. Sorry, all right. It went down 10%. Now it's 90%. People might take it at face value. It's a sell, so you cut it down. So if it's at 90%, people might think it's 100%. So you got to cut it down. If it's at 45%, people might think it's 50%. So you got to cut it down. So when are you allowed to keep it to weigh with it? Only if it went down exactly 50%. Because if it's more than 50%, you have to cut it. And if it's less than 50%, you have to cut it. I guess. So I have to read the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah again. A comment, the puzzle. How much can it leeway do you have? And you still rush out of the kaimo. At shnei dinarin. If it's worth two dinar, then you're fine. That's 50%. If it goes less than 50%, drops down to 45%, yakut, you have to cut it up because people might think it's a shekel. But what then? They said if it went down to 95%, you'd have to cut it down. Mishnah Ches. Need the words here. Okay. Ha'oiler. All right. Okay, let's go. Oiler is a metal scissors. Coolness is the metal quill. I never heard of a metal quill. I mean, I guess they have metal fountain pens. Yeah, I guess they have such things. Okay. Fountain pens, right?
Yep. Today I have a fountain pen.
You have one still?
No.
No? They don't do those things anymore. I used to have a friend.
They have ballpoint pens, not
fountain
pens.
No, you don't see fountain pens. There's very few people out there using fountain pens. Very few. All right, next. Mututelas. What's mututelas?
A plum.
Piece of iron or lead. Wide up top, narrow down below. You hang it on a cord. You use it to check that the wall is straight. Okay. Mishkalois.
Metal weights.
Okay. Kurim.
Wow. Metal tool used to pack olives.
They pack olives. Wow. Kan. Kana. Kan, they say, used to make the score lines in your hide. And kana is the metal board that goes underneath.
Metal ruler.
So it doesn't actually score the lines, just to help you make the lines straight. And kano is the metal plate underneath. Tamei. All these things are tamei. Chol golmi kliets tamei. Golmi kliets are tamei. Yes, even though they're not fully finished and you still have to beautify them more, but the lamais are usable as is. We said metal's different, because metal you wouldn't use until it's finished, but wood you would. Chutz mishel eshkeraya. Except for Eshkaraya, some type of cedar tree. Why? Just because it's a very hard, thick bark. You can't use it until you take it off and make it smooth.
It's a type of cedar tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Weiter. Rida immer auf Greifes soll sei es Greifes. A clear that's made out of Greifes, the branches of Azais, Olive Tahira. Is Tahira actually shall like until you heat it up? Because it has so much sap in it. Is oil in it? What do they call it? They call it sap. So it's unfit for use to get it until you get it all out. All right, let's do one more. Yeah. That's good. This is a short one. All right, 13-1, yeah. Hasayif, a sword. Hasakin, a knife. Hapigyoin, a double-edged knife, like a dagger. Okay? You don't have too many of those in your house. Haroimach, a spear. Magal yad, hand sickle. Smooth blade. You break bones and wood with it. Magul kotzir, large one, serrated, cut down the wheat. Okay. Hashchoyer, small scissors, used to cut hair.
Trimming scissors.
Zug shel saporim, large scissors that the barbers use. It's called a zug, a pair, because it's made out of two blades, like a pair of scissors. Shnei, all these things that became split. Well, if it's scissors, then we understand. Each blade on its own is fit for use. But what's with the other ones? They say these are long kalim, like a long dagger, a long spear, something like that. And they cut it widthwise. So at the top and the bottom, each one is a knife. No, the part that's close to the handle is tame. That's usable. The other half, the top half, there's no handle. It's not usable. You could get hurt. The Tanakhama says you could put around a little shmata. I'm sorry, you don't like the word shmata. You can put on a glove. Okay, it'll be okay. Fine. Misperes shenechloshtayim, a tweezers of a woman. That splits two parts. Now, what are you going to do with that? Tweezers is like you pull, right? You pull out the hairs. The woman pull out their eyebrows or whatever. What's she going to do with one that only has split into two parts? I understand. What's Shatner Behuda? Each one has a blade, and you could use it in a pinch. come on. I need a little laughter. All right, you use it in a pinch. You got it. Okay, that was a good one. All right, everybody, have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.